I very frequently receive calls from people every now and then asking me this question one way or another. And it is, I feel sad, I feel down. What is it that I can do in order to receive tranquility? That feeling of at-tumanina. So it's a topic. Normally when I read things, I'm going through books. I have a notebook where I write a heading. And when I'm reading a book on any other topic, if I see a benefit, I write under that topic that I've written in my book. And I might have that book for years and just adding things in there every time I come across something. And then after that, I organize it to then share it with the people and for myself. So there's a book I have in my house where I use to go to when I said, when I at times feel a bit down myself, in order to inspire me to increase my tumanina or to give me tranquility. So I hope inshallah ta'ala that the words I'm going to say today inshallah ta'ala is going to help you all bi'idhnillahi al-kareem. Now this topic of receiving tranquility, wanting to have tumanina, tranquility, it's something that the prophets wanted. If you look at Nabi Musa, when Allah sent him subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. So he asked Allah for what? He said, رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Oh Allah, expand my chest. The scholars mention, رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي. Here he meant tranquility. The task I'm going to take is going to need mental strength. So Allah, give me tumanina. Like in Ibrahim was more direct. When he said to Allah, رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Oh Allah, show me how you bring life to the dead. So then he was asked, قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Did you not believe in it? Or don't you believe that Allah is the one who creates? قَالَ بَلَى. He said, of course I believe Allah is the creator. But then after that, what did he say? وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. And so that's when the idea came to me that Ibrahim mentioned something very profound. He said, the reason I'm asking this question is لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي, so that my heart can find what? طُمَأْنِينَ, tranquility. And so everybody's looking for this. رِجَالًا وَنِسَاءً, men, women, Muslim, kafir, young, old, everyone's looking for طُمَأْنِينَ, tranquility, صح? Courses are given. Books are read, صح? Personal development books, people buy off W.H. Smith and these stalls, people go and buy these books and they read it and they think that they're going to get at the end of it happiness and joy. And there is a lot of books that you guys have read and seen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you look at the Quran, He mentions three things, and then inshallah ta'ala I'm going to expand on those three things in more details inshallah ta'ala. The first thing Allah mentions that really brings about tranquility, if somebody really appreciates it and understands it, is having Islam. Being a Muslim, honestly, is what brings about tumanina. Even at times when things are hard, knowing that what you have Islam, there's nothing greater than that. That's what Allah said in the Quran, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ. The person who Allah gives him Islam, he's upon light. Yeah, and if you have Islam, what else can you possibly look for? That it is tranquility. That is happiness. That's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, "Inna fi dunya jannah." There is a jannah in this world. Man lam yadkhulha, the person who does not enter the jannah of this dunya, will not enter the jannah of the hereafter. And there's a jannah here right now, before the Jannah in the Akhirah. And then they asked him, what is that Jannah that you're referring to? And he said, Al-Imanu Billah. Believing in Allah is a joy. Like, you know, when you go to Jannah, you're going to enjoy yourself. It's going to have na'im, blessings, joy. The person who has Iman in this world, he's feeling that. And I think I mentioned this story a few times, and it's worth mentioning it again, because the reminder benefits the believer. when the two men, Ibrahim ibn Adhab and Abu Yusuf, both of them went together and they were dipping their bread in the edge of the water. They're dipping it in. They don't even have soup. They don't have food to eat. They both have two dry breads and they're dipping it on the side of the ocean. And then Ibrahim ibn Adham, he's considered to be one of the zuhad, aesthetic, and he cut away from the dunya and looks towards the akhirah. So he said to him, Wallahi law alima al-muluk wa abna'u al-muluk ma nahnu fihi min al-na'im wa-s-surur. He said, if the kings and the children of the kings were to know the blessings that you and me both have right now, they would come from their palaces and they would try to take it away from us. Yani what they're looking for is what we both have. If they knew it, they would try to take this away from us. Which is very profound. Because my brothers and sisters, these two men do not possess anything from the dunya. So what does he mean when he says, لو علم الملوك وأبناء الملوك ما نحن فيه من النعيم والسرور, happiness, يعني tranquility, right? He's referring to الإيمان بالله. He's not referring to money because he hasn't got anything to his name. He's dipping a bread in the corner of the ocean. So the first thing I realized, brothers and sisters, is that if we don't have a very strong relationship with Islam, our religion, the purpose of why we're on this earth, we will start to feel down. We will start to feel down. Because the one who brought you in this world, which is filled with misery and hardship, is the one who created a solution for you to survive in this world. And it is by his religion. Then Allah expanded on Islam in another ayah. This ayah, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Islam, what is it? Because some might say, oh, it's my belief and whatever I believe is fine. Allah says, مَنْ عَمِلَ. So underline that. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. So here Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا, anyone who does righteous action. Righteous actions. Whoever does it, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and he does it in a state of iman. Because a righteous action can be done by a disbeliever. He can give charity, right? He can look after orphans. But the condition is that you're a believer. What will Allah do, subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah will give you a good life. You will receive a good life. Brothers, the one that's saying this is Allah. وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٌ. You will not be informed the way Allah will inform you. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who is more truthful than Allah? He is saying to you, I will give you a good life. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those three qualities is what my lecture is going to break down for the reasons for a person to attain tranquility. Those three are mujmal, they're general. They need expanding on. Al-Imanu Billah is a very general term. Al-amalu salih, righteous action, is also a general term. Let's expand on that and break that down. The first thing that you need, my brothers and sisters, and I would encourage you all to write it down on your phones, on a notebook, to keep it with you, to stick it somewhere in your house that you look at every time. When are you falling short? Because Qadru Sa'ada, Ibn al-Qayyim says, rahimahullah, وَالطُمَأْنِينَ, the level of happiness and tranquility you're going to receive is in accordance to how much you follow these asbab means. Yani, how much tranquility you're going to get is in accordance to how much of these means you fulfill. Number one, the first thing is al-ilmu billahi, knowing Allah. Knowing what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowing Allah brings tranquility. It brings tuma'neena. It wallahi does. And it's sad, wallahi, and it's sad, and it's sad that as a person, you know the world. You know the procedures and the processes that you need to take if you want to get an Emirates ID. You know the process that you need to take if you want to do this or if you want to do that. But the most basic thing in the religion, you may not know it. And that is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala criticized the people for only knowing the dunya. He said about them, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. That they know the apparent affairs of the dunya, they know it. Hassan al-Basri, he said about that verse, he said that they know the weight of something before it's scaled. They can look at a pile of gold and say, that's how much that one weighs. Even before it's put on the scaling machine, he'll tell you it weighs that much, that's how much it is. And then he said, Hassan al-Basri, if he goes and he prays, you'll think, well, how's that possible? He doesn't know how to pray properly, his salah is wrong, and he's been doing that for the last 40 or something years. And the greatest thing to know, my brothers and sisters, is Allah. يعني العلم بالله, knowing Allah. I said this to you brothers before. The reason Allah created you is for two reasons. You came to this world that you're in today, where you're walking, where you are now. You came here for two reasons, not a third reason. The first one is, Allah told us at the ending of Surah Al-Talaq, Allah says, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنَّ يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنَّ لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. In that verse, Allah says, I created the seven heavens, and I created the seven earths, and I created everything in between it. Why? لِتَعْلَمُوا, so that you know. I created all of that so you know. أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has ability over everything. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. That Allah has encompassed everything with knowledge. So in this verse, Allah is telling us, He created us to know Him. Are we all together, brothers? So wallahi, if you sit in a room and you take a lesson and you study Allah's names, and that's the way to know Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has names. Wallah, He has names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah has beautiful, majestic names. Every day you take one name from the names of Allah and you study it and you look at where it's in the Quran and you internalize it. Wallahi, it will shape your life. Let's take a few names from Allah's name, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the name Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. And I'm not going to go too technical. But if you ponder over Allah is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the most gracious, subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much can that affect you? And you know Allah is the most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You sin and He forgives you. You commit crimes and He forgives you. A human being, if you do a mistake to him, is like, I don't know if I can forgive. Allah, He forgives, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very merciful. Crimes are committed and He forgives, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You come the day of judgment filled with sins and He takes you to Jannah with His mercy because of La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah that you came with. Either you will not be taken to hellfire or you will be taken to hellfire but finally taken out. Brothers, do you guys know we don't deserve Jannah even if we do all the good on this earth? It is for what reason are we going to Jannah if we do? May Allah make us from the people of Jannah. We're entering Jannah, as the Prophet told us, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَلِهِ. No one enters Jannah because of his hard work. قِيلَ وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said, even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, وَلَا أَنَا, even I, me. إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِي اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. The only way I can make it to Jannah is Allah's mercy and His kindness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you really ponder on the name Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the Prophet, one day he's with his companions and a mother lost her child and she saw a kid, a random kid, and she grabbed him and she started to breastfeed that child thinking it was hers. And then when she realizes, she throws the child away and then she grabs another one. And the Sahabas could see this woman's stress and how she looked and how she was. The Prophet, he said, that woman that you guys see, do you think she would ever throw her child in the fire? He said, no, O Messenger of Allah, she would never do that. He said, Allah is more merciful to His creation than that mother to her child. Allah is more merciful to His creation than that mother is to her child. And then when you really ponder on Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, it changes your life and it affects you. From the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qarib. I'm only choosing those two names for now. I really pondered on this name, Al-Qarib. Allah used it. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِلِينَ. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم. أما the other ayah where Allah says وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي, this is the verse I wanted, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيب, when my slave asks me, I am close. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ, when my slave asks me, I am close. Al-Qareeb, Allah is close to His creation. What's very profound in this verse is Allah mentioned that He's close to His creation at the time He mentions dua. Ponder here. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيب, when you ask, Allah is close. The messenger also pointed that message out. He said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُ الدُّعَاءَ. Allahu Akbar. The time that the slave is most closest to Allah is when he's in the sujood. Increase in the dua. And then there is a strong bond between Al-Qareeb and Al-Dua. So when you think about this name, Allah is close to His creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His knowledge, that person will do what? He'll beg Allah more. The dua is the weapon of the believer. We were taking the story of the Battle of Badr. When the Sahabas went to sleep that night and they got tired. If يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسِ, they fell asleep. What was the messenger doing, alayhi salatu wasalam? He stayed up the entire night, raising his hand, begging Allah. As Allah says, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ. And the ayah carries on. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand up so high, because he knows his weapon in order to beat this enemy is what? Al-Dua. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi. So when you think about that name, it brings you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, inshallah ta'ala, means to attain al-tuma'nina is al-faz'u ila salati, running to the prayer. When you are in a state of يعني stress, you lost your job, you're stressed, you have family problems, you lost a loved one, your health is deteriorating, what do you do? Al-faz'u ila salati, run to the prayer. That's what you do. Allah told us in the Quran, wasta'inu bis-sabri was-salah, look for patience, in patience and in prayer, look for aid and support. ولذلك the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took that verse on. إِذَا اشْتَدَّ عَلَيْهِ هَمٌّ أَوْ غَمٌّ, if the Prophet became sad or يعني distressed, عليه الصلاة والسلام, what would he do? بَادَرَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, he would run to the prayer and he would say the following statement. He will say, أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَال, Bilal, do the adhan for us so we can find tranquility through the prayer. أَرِحْنَا رَاحَ طُمَأْنِينَ, tranquility. He would run to the prayer. He would hasten to do sujood and ruku' for Allah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, وَأَمَّا السُّجُودُ فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِي الدُّعَاءِ, when you're in the sujood, strive to make so much dua in the sujood. Why? فَقَامِنُونَ أَن يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ, because it will be accepted from you. If you ask Allah in the sujood, it will be accepted from you. So the only one that's preventing you from attaining the things that you want is you not asking Allah in sujood. And who is it that's gonna run to Allah to pray? Is the person who's connected to Allah. And that's what the messenger used to find tranquility with. The narration here is mentioning if the Prophet was in a state of distress and he felt hardship, what was it that he would run to? The prayer. So then if you feel sad, you lost your job, don't go to يعني, your sheikh or this and that. Allah, run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg him, ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can see your affairs. That's what strengthens a person's tawheed and aqeedah. Number three. The third thing that you should do, my brothers and sisters, if you're looking for tranquility, is ask yourself, how is your relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Quran, how are you with it? When was the last time you opened the Quran and you read it? When was the last time? Ask yourself, has your mushaf collected dust? Have you left it? Is your mushaf on the shelf collecting dust, or is it something you open and you read and you have a relationship with the Quran? The scholars, they mention that the person, he has abandoned the Quran if he doesn't finish it once a month. Because of the ayah, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Mufassirin, they said, Hajrul Quran, boycotting the Quran is not reading it, not finishing it once a month. You boycotted it. You will fall under the verse, they say. Hey, wallah. Once a month, you've not finished the entire Quran. That means you boycotted the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, everything on this earth is created except that book. It is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the last miracle given to the last and the best of all prophets. جَاءَ النَّبِيُّونَ بِالْآيَاتِ فَانْصَرَمَتْ وَجِئْتَنَا بِحَكِيمٍ غَيْرَ مُنْصَرِمِ آيَاتُهُ كُلَّمَا طَالَ الْمَدَى جُدَدُ يُبَيِّنُهُنَّ جَمَالُ الْعِتْقِ وَالْقِدَمِ. Every prophet came with a miracle for his people to believe in him. And it was a very profound miracle. Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with the Quran. And it's a miracle that will stand until the day of judgment. Wallahi, you read the Quran, brothers and sisters, you're like, this is talking to me right now. This situation I'm going through, this problem, there it is. How can it not help you when the book, the Quran, has come from Allah and you came from Allah? This is the word of Allah and this is the creation of Allah, you. This is the only thing that can give you salvation, wallah. That's why the scholars, they used to say, Man arada dunya, فَلْيَتَعَلِّمِ الْقُرْآنَ. The one who wants the dunya, learn the Quran. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. And the one who wants the akhirah, learn the Quran. وَمَنْ أَرَادَهُمَا. And anyone who wants both of them, learn the Quran. The one that's going to give you this dunya is the one whose speech you honor. This dunya is his. He owns it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives it to who he wills and how he wills. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَادِلَةَ عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. Allah gives the dunya to the person who he wants, what he wants to give him it. So beg him, ask him, Ya Rabbi, this world is yours. I just need this job. I need this from it. And you can use your relationship with the Quran to get what you want. So reading the Quran, Allah told us in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Open the Quran and read it. Wallahi, your heart will fall. It will relax. The distress, the hardship. When you're negotiating work, signing this contract, dealing with this person, sometimes working in places where there are free mixing going on, music is playing in the background, and your heart is deteriorating by the day. And then on top of that, you have no relationship with the Quran. Where is your heart going to head? Yeah? Where is your heart going to head? And then the Quran brings you back, gives you that tranquility, my brothers and sisters. Allah tells us in the Quran, look, when He told us that the Quran comes down in 23 years, He didn't send the Quran one time, He sent it in 23 years. The Sahabas were there and they were watching the Quran come down in 23 years. Kuffar Quraysh, they said, why is the Quran not sent all at once? What did Allah say? كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. The reason I'm sending the Quran slowly and gradually is so that the heart of the believers can find tranquility with the Quran. كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. The Quran, what does it give the believer? تثبيت. It makes him firm. It strengthens his heart. It gives you conviction. What does it give you? Conviction. Allah tells us, and with the Quran, Allah makes people alive. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. The one who was dead, had no Quran, and Allah gave him life through the Quran. He's alive. When that brother talks, it makes sense what he's saying. Why is it making sense? It's because it's from the Quran what he's saying. When that sister talks, it's making sense to you. It touches your heart because it's from the Quran. Allah says to the Prophet, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah referred to the Quran as ruh, and He referred to the Quran as nur. Ruh means life. You live. You might physically be weak. Wallahi, like in your heart is alive. That is the greatest thing to have alive. And that's what comes from tumanina, my brothers and sisters. Muhammad al-Amin al-Shanqiti, when he came to the ayah, طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى, he said, لتشقى, it means, ما أنزل الله القرآن إلا للسعادة, he said. Allah sent down the Quran to bring you joy and happiness. ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى, here it means, he said, sadness and depression and hardship. Allah didn't send the Quran down for that reason. That's what Allah is negating. ما أنزلنا, the ما هي is a negation. معامل ما عشر إذا رمت عدها فحافظ على بيت سليم من الشعر ستفهم الشرط الوصل فاعجب لنكرها بكف ونف زيد تعظيم مزدري. One of the 10 meanings of the word ما is a negation in Arabic language, صح؟ ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن here means we did not send down the Quran for you to be depressed and sad. How are you then sad? And why are you sad? Is because you didn't read the Quran. You didn't open the Mus'haf. Your solution is there, my brothers and sisters. Allah is telling you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet, he told us in the hadith, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ, a group of people do not come together in a house from the houses of Allah. يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ. Tranquility comes down on them. They're studying the book of Allah. They're looking at the Quran. They're pondering on the Quran. Wallahi, I know you all can testify to this. Sometimes I'm reading an ayah from the tafsir. The other day, I'm not mentioning this, wallahi, only just how profound it was. Tafsir Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, I got it from my shelf and I was looking at an ayah from the Quran. 4 hours went by, I was still standing, I didn't feel it. Had I stood up for something else, my legs would have hurt me. But when I was reading the tafsir of Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, my mind went with it. The way he gets into the ayah, the benefits he extracts from it, the meaning he extracted from it. I looked at my time and I realized I was standing for 4 hours just looking at the tafsir. The kalam of Allah has a waq'ah, it has an effect on the heart. It just needs you to come to it. You will see what it does to you. Wonders. It will. And when I was young, I used to go to one tafsir class of my teacher. He used to do tafsir of the Quran. Every single year he would finish the Quran once. Tafsir, min awwalihi ila akhirihi. That I can personally say is one of the things that shaped my life and benefited me the most. Those classes were something else. Kalamullah, the speech of Allah, hits the heart. Knowing what this verse means, going through the story, where it came down on, who it came down on, how the Prophet was spoken to, etc. I remember one of the classes he was teaching, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua against a group of people. He said, Allahumma alayka bi fulan, wa fulan, wa fulan, oh Allah, upon you is so-and-so, and so-and-so, destroy them. And then the verse came down, laysa laka, you do not have Muhammad, laysa laka min al-amri shay, the matter is not for you, Muhammad. You can't tell us, curse this person and this person. The matter is not for you. I remember that tafsir. When you're in the verse and the shaykh is commenting on that verse and he's mentioning the aqwal of the scholars and what they said. And you look at this, subhanallah. This is the Prophet being spoken to. When the Prophet did a mistake, Allah spoke to him. Afallahu anka lima adhinta lahum. Some of the munafiqeen came to the Prophet for the battle of Tabuk. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, let us go. We can't come. We're tired. We've got family problems. We can. And then the Prophet would say, okay, you're excused, you're excused. Allah said to the Prophet, scolding him, عَفَاللَّهُ عَنْكَ, Allah has forgiven you. لِمَا أَذِنْتَ لَهُمْ, why did you give them permission for? And then you're looking at the tafsir of that ayah, and you're like, subhanallah, Allah is talking to the best man who had ever walked on this earth, his messenger. The Quran has an effect, my brothers and sisters. You're missing out. If you're not connected to this book, if you're not looking at its meaning, if you're not in a program where you're not learning the tafsir, your heart is going to be dry, it's not going to be wet. In order to make it, ya ikhwah, tuma'nina, it needs its creator, it needs its Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a wise man who was once asked, Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, بِقَدْرِ كَمْ نَقْرَأُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, how much of the Qur'an should we read? They said to him, and then he said, بِقَدْرِ مَا تُرِيدُ مِنَ السَّعَادَةِ, read as much happiness as you want. The Qur'an, how much of it should we read? He said, read as much happiness and joy you're looking for in life. That's how much Qur'an you should be reading. And everyone here would say, oh, I want unlimited happiness and joy. صح? And then read that Qur'an unlimitedly. The next point, inshallah ta'ala, but before I go in, I want to read a kalam of Ibn al-Qayyim on you. This statement is what really touches the heart. Wallahi, listen to what he said. متى نزلت على العبد السكينة. متى نزلت على العبد السكينة. Whenever it comes down on a person, tranquility. When you receive tranquility, استقامة, the person will be steadfast. Allahu Akbar. When sakina and tranquility comes, straight with that comes what? Steadfastness. You won't shake. You won't come to a sheikh and say, Sheikh, I've got a haram job. Shall I take it? Istiqama. You have Allah in front of you and your religion. You wouldn't want to compromise on your religion. Istiqama, steadfastness. وَصَلُحَتْ أَحْوَالُهُ. And your affairs become so good and great for you. وَصَلُحَ بَالُهُ. Your mind is tranquil. And when Allah gives you sakina, all of these things happen for you. What happens? Istaqama, you become steadfast. وَصَلُحَتْ أَحْوَالُهُ. Your affairs become better. وَصَلُحَ بَالُهُ. Your mind also becomes, mashallah, and your heart, you feel at ease. وَإِذَا تَرَحَّلَتْ عَنْهُ السَّكِينَةِ. But when tranquility goes from him, تَرَحَّلَ عَنْهُ السُّرُورِ وَالْأَمْنُ. Happiness and safety goes. Every day you're nervous. A phone call comes. Who is this person? What does he want from me? What did he say? Me? Say, wallahi, he said my name. You're nervous. Every phone call, every person you meet, every corner you turn, you're scared and nervous. You see, something big is happening to you. You lost sakina. تَرَحَلَ عَنْهُ السُّرُورِ. Happiness goes. وَالْأَمْنُ. Safety. وَالْدَعَةُ وَالْرَاحَ. Enjoying and smiling and laughing has been taken from you. وَطِيبُ الْعَيْشِ. The happiness of is gone. خلاص. فَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ نِعْمِ اللَّهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ. Ibn al-Qayyim saying this. From the greatest blessing of Allah upon the slave is تَنَزُّلِ السَّكِينَ. For tranquility to be consistently sending on him. وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ أَسْبَابِهَا. And from its greatest achievement is الرِّضَى بِاللَّهِ. To be pleased with Allah. Which is another one that we're going to come to later. The fourth, inshaAllah ta'ala, is ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah. We mentioned the Quran, but even other than the remembrance of Allah, consistently remembering Allah where you are. Brothers, you drove here when you were coming, or you took public transport, or you came by a taxi, whatever it may be, whilst you're driving, why don't you say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim? Why don't you do adhkar while you're sitting somewhere? It has an effect on your heart, wallah. It benefits you. The Prophet, he said in the hadith, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The one who remembers Allah and the one who doesn't remember Allah is one who is like one who is alive and one who is dead.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.